Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. there's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grand baby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium. 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, you can click on, and you can listen live. It absolutely doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this Friday morning, October the 19th. We welcome all to the OPT Network. Y'all, it's the weekend, baby. It's Friday. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:38 a.m. Now, if you have not left home yet, it is not too late. Today, we're calling it Pink Out Sin-law. Every single person that hears our voice this morning, our voices, that is, we want you to show your solidarity and show your support by wearing something pink. We're all pinked out in the studio, DC, this morning, and we are absolutely ready for the weekend. We are ready to see your face at the race on tomorrow, Saturday, October the 20th. It is going to be an incredible, incredible day. And then after that, we're headed straight down to Cheneyville, Louisiana for the 200th anniversary, the bicentennial from 1812 to 2012. So it is a weekend of celebration. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to be telling you about what's going to be happening and where you need to be this weekend. Stay on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my granddaddy.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Mayor Clarence Fields of the city of Pineville, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Reginald Allen, the mayor of Cheneyville, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria. I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT network for helping the city of Alexandria to enrich individuals and the community through the provision of services and effective coordination of programs in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support. The city of Alexandria can't thank you enough.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT network. It's Friday, and we like to say it's the weekend, baby. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is always on point. You can phone Rosa and her team for all of your insurance needs by dialing 318-487-1881 and Hickson Automotive Group. They're located in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply click on HicksonHasIt.com. That's www.HicksonHasIt.com. Now, if you're just getting your morning started, remember, we always like to remind you to watch out for school buses, school kids, and those school zones. It is critically, critically important that we stay engaged, not only in the morning, but you know, we're not here to remind you about the afternoons, but the afternoons are probably even more critical because there are more people on the highways and on the roadways. So 2 o'clock starts the school zone watch in the afternoon, but in the mornings, 9 o'clock is the magic hour. So we implore you every single morning, stay engaged, slow down, and give yourself enough time to get there safely. Now today is the eve of not only the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We're asking every single person. Now, don't let me walk into your business or walk into your place today and you don't have on something pink, because I'm going to be so offended. We need to pink out this city today. But most importantly, beyond that, we need to really, really, DC, we need to honor and we need to patronize those businesses that have gone out of their way to support this great cause.
Absolutely. And there's certainly a lot of businesses out there that are helping mm-hmm. and being the change that they would like to see in this fight against breast cancer. It is a heck of a movement, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of people are getting involved in it. There's room for everybody. There's all types of organizations putting together all kinds of pink events to help in the cause. Mm-hmm. No one person is the quote unquote leader, or, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. It's just a situation where everybody is given to it.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, because it's not just about one person. And we've tried to echo that sentiment throughout not only this year's movement, but last year's movement. It can't be about one person, one group, one entity, one business. It is a movement where we have to come together. And I keep using this word, DC, in solidarity.
Absolutely, because we here at On Point Talk, we certainly don't want to be the type of institution that if it doesn't go the way we want it, we pick up our toys and run home like kids.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't want to act like children. So, this is a movement where everybody is participating. Mm-hmm. You see people wearing pink all over the city. Every bank that you walk into, most retail outlets that you go in, mm-hmm. you're seeing the pink ribbon everywhere. That's because everybody recognizes and appreciates that this is something that we all need to get behind, mm-hmm. and be the change that we would like to see, one person at a time, and it takes everybody.
Absolutely. And that's what it's really all about. And when we talk about pinking out, we are pinked out in the studio, but we have another incredibly important event that's happening after the race. And we're talking about the bicentennial, 200 years of celebrating Cheneyville, Louisiana. And we want to welcome back to the studio, and I might add, DC, in his pink, very apropos for today, Mayor Reggie Allen. Mayor, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for
having me. And see, I know, like when you come back, it's addicting, right?
That's right.
Everybody who comes in, they want our jobs because it is the most fun. It is the best part of the morning, and it is the best job in the world.
Exactly. I feel more relaxed than I did last week.
All right. Well, I love it. Well, we're so excited, Mayor, about what's happening in our city, and we can just see the activity and you can feel the energy. It's absolutely palpable.
Yeah, it's kind of like waiting on a storm. You think and know that there's something about to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's going to be a storm. But it's going to be a storm of dynamic proportions. It's going to be a storm of people coming together,
yes,
to celebrate 200 years of history.
Exactly. A lot of fun.
And so talk about what we're expecting.
Well, last week when I was here, we were up to around 40 vendors.
Wow.
I was speaking with
wow
my town clerk last night. I think we're up to about 60 now.
Whoa! Whoa, now I might run, DC. 60 vendors in Cheneyville?
We're up to 60 vendors. We have
I love it.
Arts and crafts, awesome. Toys, weight loss products, cookbooks, makeup.
I love
you
it.
You name it. It's going to be there.
So I know you said you have butterflies, and we do too, but you know what? We know it's going to be incredibly successful. You know, there's so many people that went into making this movement.
Oh, yes.
And I call everything a movement, because anytime you bring people together, Mayor, it is about a movement, and it's about a movement of solidarity.
Exactly. It's not about me as the leader.
Mm-hmm.
It's about my community, and I'm a part of that community. And we all came together, and we've had meeting after meeting, because it's not about what the decisions I make. I want to hear the input of what the community wants. And that's how we got this going.
Absolutely.
It's not about how I want to idealize it and set it up. Because I'm not always right. And to take the opinions of others, I mean, it takes you further.
Absolutely. And so you brought some really cool stuff for us to look at this morning.
Yes.
Some of the great history, the great rich history, D.C., of Cheneyville.
Those photos that I brought were back in the early 50s and 60s. And if you look at those photos, you'll see that Main Street was full of people.
Yes, it was.
And that's what it's going to be between today and tomorrow. And that's what we're expecting tomorrow, because there were individuals playing dominoes gradually all day. And Cheneyville was known for the Domino Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Because the farmers and the businessmen in those days, that's all they had to do.
Wow.
So what they did was they put their horse and buggies up and plows out of the field, and they got together on Friday afternoon. And from what I'm told, they started playing dominoes Friday afternoon all the way up until Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's the anticipation that we have for tomorrow.
Absolutely. And you know, DC, what moved us as community members of this great historic town is the coming together of the community.
Absolutely. I mean, and you're you know, we get there back a little late, because we leave early and get back late. But we still see the people move around. As a matter of fact, last night I stopped by the fire department and just to speak with Mayor Reggie, and you know, to see all of the men out there getting ready and getting prepared and working in unanimity, it was really something to see. And I mean, sometimes, you know, because we leave so early and leave so late, sometimes we see people in Cheneyville that we really didn't know lived there.
I know. But let me tell you something. We have, DC said it, and we've said it many times, we came back home literally kicking and screaming. But it has been, and I said this when my dad was there and when he was really at the end of his life.
Right.
What a place of peace.
Yeah.
It was always a place of peace for us, and it always felt safe.
Absolutely. I like to call it God's country.
Mm-hmm.
It is just the last frontier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's really wholesome. You don't have a whole lot of crazy stuff going on like you see in some places where they just have a whole lot of crime and all that kind of stuff. You know, Mayor Reggie and him do a wonderful job of working with the community. And in the community.
Absolutely.
You know, of course, the policemen, all of them know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It is just it's an excellent community environment.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mayor Allen, we want to just really acknowledge all of those council members and councilmen and the city attorney and all of the leaders that helped to make this festival possible.
Yeah. My city attorney, he plays a big part in this. He's a member of the Antique Car Club, and that's why we got the idea of the Classic Car Show. As I spoke last week, my fire chief, Lee Stanley, he has several vintage vehicles there in Cheneyville that a lot of people haven't seen or didn't even know anything about. We've done a lot of work trying to get those vehicles cleaned up. Derek is in charge of the Domino tournament. And it's been a community effort as well as a political effort, because everybody plays a part in it. But I really have to take my hat off to my two clerks at my office, Ms. Cynthia Blue and Ms. Paula Davis, because when I'm at Union Tank Car for 10 or 12 hours, they're the individuals that take the brunt of my job. They take all of the phone calls. They take all of the complaints. They take all of the questions. And I thank God that Ms. Paula is able to text message, because that's how I have to do a lot of my business, because my job is very limited to how I can use my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes very stressful, especially when you're trying to initiate something for his community and you want to see it happen. And it's a lot of work. And as David said, he stopped by the fire station last night. we were all out there trying to wash those fire trucks. We have $1 million worth of fire trucks, and we wanted those trucks.
$1 million worth of fire trucks.
Yes, there's fire trucks in that fire station that people have never seen or didn't even know they existed.
Wow.
And we're going to showcase all of our trucks and show what the community has done.
Now, what I'm excited about are the tents are going up.
Yes, indeed. We're going to have, from what I'm told, thus far it's going to be three huge tents going to be put on Main Street in about 9 o'clock. And we have a staff that's on, actually on point right now on
Highway. Of course, we love it that they're on point.
And they're decorating Main Street right now, and we're going to go very patriotic about it, red, white, and blue. We have the flags up. We have two fire trucks that are already dressed red, white, and blue.
I love it.
We have red, white, and blue caps, bows. You're going to be amazed when you get back home.
Absolutely. So, Mayor, you're saying that the folks are on point. Are they on point right now listening?
They're on point right now. Everyone knows that I was going to come here to the radio station, and I think that everybody's tuned in. Miss Betty Ray, Miss Jenny Sue Hart, Miss Dennis, Miss Doris Ernest. I think even my fire chief got up early just to hear on point this morning.
Well, right. You know what? We want to thank all of the great folks down in Cheneyville, Louisiana. When we were running through the city as we would exercise, people would share with us that they are on point in the morning. Miss Betty Ray, Miss Jenny Sue Hoyt,
absolutely.
All of the great folks in Cheneyville that just make
Miss
life.
English, Miss Margaret English, can't forget about her.
Miss English,
she's almost like the city mother.
Miss English is always on point, and she always gives us so much encouragement. And just all of the people who make living in Cheneyville so amazingly wonderful. It's a great place to raise a family.
Absolutely, and we can't forget about Councilman Charles Allen, who's always animated. Always trying to do something to help the city out.
Absolutely.
Big ups to Charles.
Let's take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to take this opportunity, Mayor Allen, to invite all who will come out and celebrate 200 years of history in Cheneyville, Louisiana. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:02, and remember, today is Pink Out Sinlaw. So no matter where you are, not only in Sinlaw, but pink out this state. If you are within the sound of our voices, we are asking that you wear something pink today in show of solidarity, in show of one heart, one love, one mind, and the encouragement that we want to give all of those who are fighting the battle of breast cancer. Hey, let me just say that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Terra Home, one of our most favorite stores in Central Louisiana. I don't care what part of Louisiana that you're in, if you're looking for the most incredible gift idea, 1355 Peterman Drive, Alexandria is where you should look first. And you know what? I was thinking after I got my gift on my birthday, and it is the matching bracelet, the matching necklace to my camellia bracelet. And I want to say to women, when your husband goes out and he takes the time to buy you a gift, just say thank you. Don't take it back. Just say thank you and appreciate what he has done to make your day or your moment special. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology, and also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, we've got to remind you that Pine Liners Bass Club, those incredible anglers, are having their dinner, D.C., today. And it is the Pine Liners Bass Club is a nonprofit organization, and they are serving catfish plates today. They're only $7, and the plate is going to consist of catfish, potato salad, killer baked beans, according to Mr.
Killer baked beans, according to Mr.
Willie Ray Jackson. And then they're going to have sort of like a lettuce salad on the side. Now, it is not too late. This is what you need to do in order to get a plate. You can call Mr. Willie Ray at 318-613-1659 or Mr. Roger Price, 318-729-6866. Now, part of the proceeds are going to go to helping us eradicate breast cancer. If you call this number, they will give you all the information. And if you order 10 dinners or more, so what an incredible way to support breast cancer today if you're on the job. Get 10 of your friends together, $7, and they're going to deliver. They're going to deliver that catfish. And he said it's going to be ready at about 10:30 this morning. So don't wait. Please call and get on board with this movement. Those guys are incredible cooks, and it's going to be a great lunch. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the weekend festivities, and right now we're focusing on our city, Cheneyville, Louisiana, celebrating 200 years. The Cheneyville 200th Anniversary Festival. And we're joined in the studio by Mayor Reggie Allen. And we were talking during the break, and we said, you know what? And I want Paula and Cynthia to hear me no matter what happens, no matter what the snafus, no matter what tries to come against you, it's going to be all right. And I understand that this is the saying that Town Hall has adopted.
Yes. Every day when I'm up against the wall with decisions, and Miss Paula either call me and tell me, it'll be all right.
It'll be all right.
Or she'll send me a text message, it'll be all right.
I love it.
There's a lot of work that's being done to get this festival going. And let me tell you, I've been just bombarded with pressure and stress. And just to have not only a town clerk, but a friend and a buddy to assure me that it'll be all right.
And you know what? We all need those encouragers.
Exactly.
In our lives. And another encourager, D.C., Thesha Davis.
Thesha Davis,
yes,
from
indeed.
Davis One Stop.
Yes, let me tell you, when we decided we were going to put this together, she was one of the very first individuals to be on board. That's where we're going to receive our food from for the church service, which is
my
Sunday.
Goodness.
At first, we didn't really think we could do this financially.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with the idea with the help of our city attorney, Greg Jones. He said, well, let's go out and get some sponsors. And number one on the list, Davis One Stop.
DC, how incredible. How incredible is Thesha Davis and Davis One Stop?
Man, Thesha Davis and her whole team, Hollywood Wally and the rest of them, just do a wonderful job of being into community reinvestment.
Mm-hmm.
They really do an excellent job of investing in the community that they're doing business in. And it's absolutely wonderful to see.
And they're great.
Absolutely. And let me do this. Corey.
They're great cooks over
While
there,
While we're doing this, because we're really pretty much giving everybody accolades and saying how people are doing what they're doing, let us take this time right now from the Team OPT and On Point Talk, we'll call that Christmas, to be able to say a public thank you to Mayor Reggie Allen.
Absolutely.
For being the leadership of this great movement and heading this thing up and being the change in Cheneyville by saying, look, let's everybody come together because it is a project with everybody in the city involved. Nobody's left out. And if you're left out, it's because you want to be. And
that's
so
good.
This is excellent. This is really good for all cities to see.
That's right.
To see a town come together in what we have alike versus using all the divisiveness. Yeah, divisiveness that people want to come up and basically that's all they want to put the spotlight on.
You know,
there's a lot of good here.
And you know what? I think you're so on point because everybody who listens to this show, Mayor, including Mayor Roy and Mayor Fields, knows we are not a political show.
Exactly.
And so that's why we wanted to bring you in, because this can't be political.
No.
This is just about people coming together in the goodness and the history of this great city.
Exactly. I mean, we can even go back to the days of the Bible. The Bible says if our people have no vision, they'll perish.
That's exactly
right. So we
right.
have to come together. It's not about black or white, young or old.
Mm-hmm.
This is about our community, where we live, and we all want to be together.
Absolutely. And you know what I love is that this will be an event of diversity.
Yes.
People of all religions. I love it when you said there are 10 churches in Cheneyville. Yeah. I had no idea we had that many churches in Cheneyville. And they have all come together.
Yeah, all of the churches are also being a part of the bicentennial celebration that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the churches have a part in the church community service that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Each church has a part to play in the community service. Pastor Dwayne Irvin is going to be the one to deliver the message mm-hmm. right there from the Beulah Baptist Church.
That's awesome.
Second Edgefield, Pastor Reed, Miss Diane Allen Jones from St. Paul. Each church there has a part in That's the service. Good. It's not about one pastor or minister or evangelist.
That's good.
Each person has something to do from their church to represent their church.
Absolutely. Well, we just commend you, Mayor Allen, for leading this movement.
Absolutely.
And we know it's going to be absolutely incredible. And before we've got to let you go, because we know that not only do you have lots of work to do, you have a full-time job. We want you to encourage people to come out on tomorrow.
Yes. I'd like to say, I know that the big Blues Fest is going on at Bayou, Chico, Camp Shakota, but you got to pass through Cheneyville to get to St. Landry first. And I'd actually stop at Cheneyville first and come celebrate with us. Before I go, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors, Police Jury, Senator Gerald Long, Representative Chris Hazel, Star Communications, Bayou Beth Co-op, Clico, Sabine State Bank, Krista's Health, Miss Adair Ewing Falls, and my mom, Miss Carol White, who's a resident there of Cheneyville.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the individuals that funded this event.
Absolutely. And we want to thank all of those people who have helped to make this incredible 200-year anniversary celebration, this bicentennial, who have made it possible and who have worked tirelessly side by side with you and all of the leaders of the community to make this a great success. And we want to encourage D.C. people from near and far.
Absolutely. And we do want to say thank you to Mayor Reggie Allen. You know, thank you, Mayor,
mm-hmm.
for being the change that you want to see and helping to be the change in Cheneyville and, putting on such a nice event.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's well overdue.
And we're absolutely honored to help you guys to promote it.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you guys for having us. We thank On Point Talk for spreading the word out there for us. Because you guys not only have been just a help, you've been the voice to spread this out for us.
Well, you know what? We're happy to do it. And again, we thank you. It's going to be a fabulous car show. Cars from every decade, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even the 2000s. And so if you've got an antique automobile, if you've got something going on, go ahead, Mayor.
And don't leave out the tractors, because there are the tractors. They are getting them together right now.
As we speak, they're getting the tractors ready. All right, what time are we starting on tomorrow?
We're going to start the parade at 10 o'clock at the new office there on Clock Street.
Uh-huh.
Then a domino tournament will take place, the classic car show. There's going to be a little time difference between the car show and the domino tournament because the majority of the classic cars are going to be in the parade.
Okay.
We have two big blow-up slides for the children behind the annex building. We have several politicians that are going to be there. State Representative Chris Hazel.
Okay.
Senator Glenn Long. From what I'm told, Mr. Rick Galo is going to be there.
Okay.
I know the mayor of LeCount is going to be there. Greg Clark.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
So everybody is going to be there, we expect to see all of those who want to celebrate 200 years of history and goodwill. We expect to see you in Cheneyville on tomorrow. And you know what? It's all about changes. We are making changes. And if you want to be a part of change and you want to be a part of growth, tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock for the parade, the bicentennial, 200 years of history in Cheneyville, Louisiana. Everybody's invited. And what time is the church service going to be for all of those great folks in Cheneyville?
Church service is that Sunday. It starts at 10 a.m. Right there on Main Street. Actually, a tent service.
That is going to be incredible. Mayor Reggie Allen, we know how busy you are. Thank you for spending the very best part and the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you guys for having
me. All right, y'all. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're celebrating the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Hell no!
to breast cancer is what we're saying. And we want to acknowledge some very special people. One of those, well, you got to stay with us. We're back right after this. Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations,
and at Mix 93.9.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Tessa Matthews, and I'm the program coordinator for Volunteers of America. And I would like to thank Paulette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us promote our teen outreach program. Thank you, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday, October 19th, and it's 8:22 a.m. Remember, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more, simply by phoning 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently community-owned bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. If you're just joining us this morning, it's all about being pinked out for the cure. And tomorrow is the big race day. You tell me? Okay. Let me just also say thank you to State Farm agent Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor. Kyle Wolf serves of Oyles Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, DC, as we are simply hours away from the race, there is a lot of information that we need to give teams. First of all, for all of those teams that have not picked up their team packets, you can pick up your packet at Run Wild on Jackson Street from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. But listen, if you have signed up for a team, this is the deal. The team captain should be the one representing your team. So don't go by and just pick up individual t-shirts if you're part of a team. One designated person should be picking up the packets for everyone, and then that person will distribute those t-shirts to the team. Now, we have gone by D.C. and we have picked up our team T-shirts.
Absolutely. We have approximately 85 to 90 people on our team. So we've got a lot to do.
A lot.
And we're having to divvy up the T-shirts in a different way because we were behind the eight ball in getting the team T-shirts made, we're probably going to be a little later in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Getting those T-shirts. But if you have to get them earlier, you can come by the On Point offices and pick them up, and we'll have more information about that as the show goes on, and pick up your walk T-shirt that you get for registering. But the team T-shirt is a different T-shirt. So everybody who registered with Team OPT will not only get the T-shirt that you get when you register for the race,
which is the official Coleman T-shirt.
The official Coleman T-shirt. It is a white T-shirt with pink. But you'll also have the OPT team T-shirt, mm-hmm. which is a turquoise shirt.
And I'm going to tell you, you came under a lot of fire because you told yes. those people that are so on point that the T-shirts were going to be black.
Yes, I did.
And originally, they were intended to be black.
Absolutely. But once we had to change T-shirt designers,
mm-hmm.
and when we changed, they gave us more information about why we needed to change the colors, and we did.
Absolutely. But we're still going to be on point, ladies. So if you planned for black, those turquoise blue shirts still look absolutely incredible.
Yes, they do.
So I know everybody is coordinating their outfits. I know this. I get that because not only do we want to feel good, we want to look good, and cute is a factor when you're out. So I get that. So they're going to be turquoise, but they're really, really pretty. And so we're so excited, DC, about the largeness of our team and the people that have come out in show of support and solidarity. It is absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. People are showing up and showing out,
mm-hmm.
and showing that they do have a heart for this community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always great to see, and it makes what we do, it makes it a lot easier, and it fuels us to keep doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And you know, yesterday after we left the air, we had so many calls that said from people and community leaders that said, you know what? I am so glad to hear the churches that have got involved with this
Absolutely.
Movement.
Absolutely.
People were really, really wondering, DC, where is the church?
Absolutely, because churches are stepping up,
mm-hmm.
and being the change that they want to see, and they're saying, we're in this community, and we want to see it better.
Absolutely.
And they're doing a wonderful job.
And I believe that that is a true testament to the heads,
Absolutely.
The leaders, the pastors.
Absolutely.
You know, the leaders in the churches that have said, you know what, no matter what we feel, this is something that affects our members and
Absolutely.
The body. And we've got to be a part of that. So for all of the churches that have shown up, not only in support, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
but with money.
Well, and not only that, Carlette, we have members from different churches doing things in their specific groups.
That's right.
In other words, this is our group, like the folks yesterday.
Right.
Decided that their adult Sunday school
mm-hmm.
was going to give a donation, and they just all came together and gave amounts of money, and it all totaled up to a really, really excellent donation.
Absolutely. And that's First New Light Baptist Church.
First New Light.
Adult Sunday school class. And we want to thank again Miss Vicki Carter for coming in
Absolutely.
And finding us. And just really, Vicki, you don't know what it did for our spirits, because I'm going to tell you one thing. Anybody who has ever fundraised.
Absolutely.
No, we try to keep it fun, and we want it to be fun. But it comes with its challenges.
Absolutely, and it gets grueling. And that's what inspires us with
mm-hmm.
people like First New Light, because they tracked us down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can be around people and you're asking them to give, and they give because they see you.
Right.
These people really have a heart to give, because what they did was found us to give us that donation.
Absolutely. And
that's
a
lot.
As did Pineliners Bass Club last
Absolutely.
Year. You know, so we want to encourage people today, D.C., get 10 friends. If you've not given a donation, if you've not volunteered, and you said, you know what, I did, y'all, I wanted to do something, but I didn't know what to do, buy a dinner,
Absolutely.
$7.
Absolutely. You buy a dinner, and a portion of that proceed goes to the cause.
Absolutely.
And that is the Pineliner Bass Club saying, we are the change that we would like to see. we're just not in the community, but we're leaders mm-hmm. in the community. And we're doing something not just to suck everything up. In other words, you
That's
have
right.
some institutions who just suck everything up and don't ever give anything.
That's right.
You know, but to give is to receive.
That's right.
You know, giving is how you receive more. You know, you have to give, you have to sow seed to reap a harvest.
That's right.
And, you know, we're just believing God that they're going to be abundantly blessed.
Absolutely. And please, everybody, we've already, how many dinners did you invest in?
10.
We've bought 10. So we're encouraging all people have to do, DC, at their job right
Absolutely.
Now. If you're driving in, you know you're already thinking about lunch.
Get lunch from the Pine Liners. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what anybody does. We're not going to get outgained. We're going to give to just everything we know that there is to give to, because we understand that you cannot beat God giving.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to give us the supply to continue to give.
And every single morning, our prayer is part of our prayer. And DC and I make this confession together, that God will give us seed to sow. Every single morning we confess that, because we want to have plenty for ourselves and plenty to give away. And so this is why we support the community efforts, and we want to be the change. We don't want to just talk about it. We want to be about it.
Absolutely.
And that's where it starts. It starts with each individual purposing in their heart that what you can do, you will do. People, individuals, churches, whomever, we need your donation. We need your support. And what I want people to know, DC, because a lot of times people go on the airwaves, they go into various different situations, and they talk about raising money, but you never hear where the money goes. You never hear how much they raised. You never know. What are you looking for? You never know what is going on. So we give full disclosure, and we make sure that we show you that we are giving this money and we're raising this money as if it were for ourselves, because we know that it affects this community. And that's why we're not going to stop talking about it. That's why we're not going to stop pulling at your heartstrings and your purse strings, because I am telling you, it is as simple as buying a super mega raffle ticket. It is as simple as buying lunch. Almost everybody you know buys lunch, especially on Friday. On Friday, people buy lunch. And thank you for your phone calls about the catfish dinners, DC. For those catfish dinners, you can phone Mr. Willie Ray Jackson at 613-1659
right.
or Mr. Roger Price at 6866.
Right. You were saying while I was on the phone, you were saying you see people picking up money. You never know where it goes.
Right. Right.
It goes in their pocket.
Well, not we don't want to say that it goes in everybody's pocket.
If you don't have really any authority over what you're raising, you know, I would really be concerned about that.
Well,
if there's no supervision
or no disclosure.
Absolutely. No disclosure, which means, you know, I raised a whole bunch of money, but it's tucked away somewhere.
And so we want people to know that this is not something that we have taken on our own, that we have a contract with the Komen Foundation.
Absolutely.
And so we have made it our business. And I've said this many times, DC is an F&I man to the letter. And every single dollar is being accounted for. So you can feel safe and certain that the monies that are raised are going back into this community to help eradicate breast cancer.
Absolutely. And this year, when we finish, when we final the tally, we're going to get a big superimposed check.
Absolutely.
This time for anybody and everybody to see it, because, you know, what we do is give that check to the Cancer Foundation.
That's right.
And what they do is keep that money right here so that ladies can get mammograms,
mm-hmm.
you know, all types of cancer screenings that you be, I mean, and that's why we do it.
That's why we do it.
Because we believe that early detection is the key to people to saving lives.
Absolutely. And you know what? You can call us up here about any information that you need concerning the race time. We want our team members to be at the race. It's going to be downtown Alexandria, 913 5th Street.
Right.
And we want our team, Team OPT, to meet at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. before the program. It starts at 7:30 a.m.
Right. And we're going to have a spot right up on the levee. So when you get downtown, you'll see the levee, and you can come up and you can find the OPT cruiser, and we'll be waiting there to greet everybody.
Absolutely. And also, because we're presenting media sponsor, we have the opportunity to speak to the crowd, and Carlette will be addressing the crowd at the race.
And so we're super excited about it. We can't say enough good things, DC, and we can't say enough good things about people like Cynthia Wade.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cynthia Wade, you are a rock star.
You are a rock star. And Cynthia, you last night you came to the house, and you know what? Our mornings,
we were worn down.
We were falling down tired. So let me just apologize for DC's drunken sleep.
I didn't really realize moment what happened until after she was gone. Wow, that was Cynthia just dropped by.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cynthia, for being the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer. She is vigilant.
Absolutely.
She is vigilant.
And you know what,
Disney,
she is a warrior. We want to let people know it's not too late. We will be raising money throughout the month of October, and we're going to have more incredible stories. I'm sorry, throughout October and through November, because we want to make sure that we do our part.
Absolutely.
To be the change.
Absolutely. And Darlene St. Germain of Sylvia's Care and Companion, of course, you know she's the executive director and owner of Sylvia's Care and Companion. She is putting together a pink party for the cause.
Right.
Down in Bunky, Louisiana at the Hayes Auditorium. And we are expecting for it to be the party of all parties.
Mm-hmm.
The pink party of all parties. It's going to be a party. There's going to be food, fellowship, and we're going to be doing it for the cause. We're looking at getting a live DJ. We have it on the table now. We don't know who we're going to get yet, but we're going to find somebody who wants to participate and be the change that they want to see in this fight against breast cancer, and it's going to be hot pink.
Hot pink. And you know what? We go out for so many different things, but this is a party for something that really matters.
Absolutely.
This is a party for the cure. You know, we have thrown down the gauntlet, and I know everybody doesn't agree with it, but you know what? This is one time that you could say, hell no.
Hail to the no.
Hail to the no. We will not stand for breast cancer to take another life. We are going to be vigilant. We are going to work as hard as we can, and we're going to continue to raise our voices for this incredible movement.
Absolutely. And we would like to encourage you, if you would like to make a donation and be the change that you would like to see, you can call the offices of On Point Talk at 318-445-5658.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can come by the office at any time. We're going to have a manned all day today.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 3717 Government Street. No, we leave the radio station and go straight to our office. We have an office. Okay. So we don't work out of the car, even though we have the OPT cruiser. We head straight over to the offices, and we're more than happy to accommodate you.
Absolutely. So we look forward to seeing you not only today, but tomorrow. And we're going to be helping to eradicate breast cancer. And we do that one conversation, one person at a time. We encourage you to be a part of this incredible movement.
Absolutely. And we would also like to just say thank you to all the people who registered for the race, for all the people who registered with Team OPT. It's a lot of you guys. We appreciate you. It lets us know that you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
It lets us know that you care.
That's right.
And it lets us know that you do want to be the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer. And it inspires us to continue to do what we're doing. Thank you, all of you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer has been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or texting.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. And we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. They are the credit union with a heart. Now, don't forget to get in the race with the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with their auto loans, new or used, refinancing or financing for the very first time at as low as 1.49%. We've already had great testimonies of people saving lots and lots of money at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. We also want to thank the Heart CU for being sponsors with Team OPT in eradicating breast cancer. DC, they've got mega raffle tickets They have got beautiful jeweled pink ribbon pins for only $5. They have got the pink ribbons for $1. So we're reminding you to pink out the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Also, we want to thank the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, as well as Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Now, Darlene St. Romain is another one of our great partners in this year's fight to eradicate breast cancer. You can phone Darlene and her team by dialing 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. And we're going to tell you more about Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. It's coming up. It's going to be an incredible party, all to eradicate breast cancer. We also want to thank McDonald's of Pineville, owner-operator Johnny Marks, who is not only a breast cancer survivor, but is helping us in this battle, in this journey to eradicate breast cancer. Listen, if you're at McDonald's, if you're driving through, if you're eating in, dining in, please pick up for $1 a pink ribbon and help to pink out the McDonald's of Pineville in helping us to eradicate breast cancer. Now, we're getting calls about the Super Mega Raffle, and people are wondering if indeed, because the race is tomorrow, how's that going to affect the Super Mega Raffle? Well, the Super Mega Raffle has not even begun to warm up yet. It's just lukewarm. With all of the thousands of dollars worth of prizes and food coupons and things that we have on the Mega Raffle, it's only going to get better. Now, because we have signed a contract with Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure Foundation, we have, within the contract, the ability to continue to raise money through November. So what we will be doing is on through October and even through November, we will continue to raise money. And that is just going to build the coffers. That is going to add more money to eradicating breast cancer. And so we don't want you to quit. We don't want you to stop. We don't want you to give in. We have got to press in and we've got to finish up. And this is what we want to do. We want to encourage more people to pick up Super Mega Raffle tickets, whether you want to buy them, whether you want to sell them, however you want to get involved. It's only $5. And the list has grown. And we're going to tell you more about what we've added. And then we want to encourage more churches to get involved. We want to encourage more groups to get involved, DC.
Absolutely. It's always good to see community leaders, community groups get involved in being the change. And even if you're not joining us, just being the change with something. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be a spectator.
Hey, you know what I love too? When Miss Vicki Carter came in, not only did she bring a donation from her church, her Sunday school, adult Sunday school class, the First New Light Baptist Church, but she said, you know what? At my other job, we have created a team.
Absolutely. They put a team together and they're going to be at the walk walking.
Right. So it is all encompassing. There's so many ways. I was telling DC people, I was telling our listeners while you were on the phone that the Super Mega Raffle is just, it's on a slow boil.
Absolutely. We can kind of, because this is the second annual Super Mega Raffle.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is during the race, or before the race, we're actually getting it ready. We're loading it up with prizes,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting it attractive so that people will take advantage mm-hmm. of it. But what happens is after the race, when we've put the race behind us and we're not planning for that and we're not doing all that comes along with that,
mm-hmm.
we really go into overdrive. So if you've ever seen the list, when you look at the list, just imagine it being double the prizes.
Wow.
And we're going to split those prizes between three people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because we're presenting media sponsors, what that means is we're sponsors for the complete year.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we're not just sponsoring the race. We're sponsoring the whole movement for the complete year.
Right.
So what that does is it allows us to pick up funds and collect funds for the cause year round.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing the Mega Raffle drawing will be November 23rd. That's going to be a day, the day before the pink party for the Cure down in Bunky. That's going to be hosted by Darlene St. Germain.
Sylvia's so, Pink Party for the Cure.
Absolutely. And we're actually putting it together right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be outstanding. And as we said earlier, at the end of all of this, you will know where all of your dollars went because we will be doing a presentation of the check to the Cancer Foundation. And you will know that whatever that is, whatever dollars you gave are right in that amount.
Absolutely.
So none of that money goes to help us do anything.
Absolutely.
We're not going to pay any airtime. We're not doing anything with the money but giving it to the Cancer Foundation.
Absolutely. And so, you know what, we're happy to do it, and we're happy to be the change that we're asking all of you to be. You know, we're not asking you to do something that we're not doing. We are asking you to care about your community, to care about your church members, to care about your neighbors, you know, because we are all affected by cancer in some way or another. And so we're calling all of you. Don't think that you're off the hook because the race is tomorrow. No, we're just getting started. And it is going to heat up big. But right now, we're gearing up for tomorrow. It is going to be an incredibly wonderful day. And you know what? We don't have time. I don't think we have time to go through all of the people on our team because more people have added. But you know what I'm so grateful for, DC? I'm grateful that we did have a lot of people from last year, but we had a lot of new people. And newness is always good because anytime you create or you're involved in a movement, it's almost always the same people serving. And so thank you for all of the newbies.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You warm our hearts.
Well, and that's one of the things. You know, it takes a community to make a movement go.
Absolutely.
And, you know, where, you know, somebody falls off that was in last year, somebody needs to step in and take their place.
That's right.
You know, basically what we're doing is sort of out front in the movement, but we're not what fuels the movement. The movement is fueled by the people.
By the people.
So we all work together in unanimity to try to get this thing done. And that's what we're doing. You know, no one person is responsible for what we're doing.
Absolutely.
It takes all of us. It takes you. It takes me. It takes us.
Absolutely.
As they say at the Word Christian Center, we, us, and our.
Absolutely. And you know what? I just feel in my spirit, if I forgot or we forgot to say your name, please don't charge it to our hearts. Because we have, if you could see what we do here in the morning and how many pieces of paper that we have and that we're trying to keep up with. But let me just say, if for some reason, by our own mistake, that we missed calling your name, we absolutely love and appreciate every single person, whether you sold a raffle ticket, whether you made a call to encourage us, whether you did the from the smallest to the largest things, we appreciate every single one of you because every person's supply, DC, matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody. And if you're being unctuous, if you're being poked and prodded and saying, you know, you can be the change that you want to see, don't grieve that. Don't grieve that voice.
Go ahead
and give us a call at the On Point Talk office at 445-5658. 445-5658. That's the number to the On Point office.
Absolutely. We want to remind everybody that the opening ceremonies is going to start at 7:30, and then there will be a breakfast for the survivors. And that's going to be at about, what time did she say? 6:45. That's going to be at the Diamond Grill downtown. So remember, survivors, there's going to be a wonderful breakfast in your honor. And we want to remind Team OPT to be there at 7 o'clock sharp. Call us if you have any questions at our offices at 318-445-5658. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to visit with us today. We're at 3717 Government Street. If you've got any questions, any concerns about how to find us, give us a call.
Absolutely. And Carlette, let's moonwalk back to the Super Mega Raffle because we're going to be letting everybody know that the Super Mega Raffle is going to grow. Mm-hmm. We bought a certain amount of tickets. We're not going to get any more.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out there, and you need to take advantage of it because we don't know what somebody's going to put in it. We always get people that call.
Yeah, like
you know,
yesterday
we got a call, and the folks, the good folks down at Caney Lake
mm-hmm.
put in a two-day stay. You know, we're going to be letting y'all know about that Monday. Everybody that's put in, I mean, that is a, I think, a $450 value. You know, because it is, you know, they have food. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're actually on the lakefront for two nights.
At a beautiful bed and breakfast.
A beautiful bed and breakfast and resort.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And DC, we want to encourage everybody from around Central Louisiana to come and join the wonderful fellowship that's going to happen in Cheneyville, Louisiana.
Absolutely. Seville is going to break it off tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I need to be there.
200 years of history. That is going to be a lot of celebrating. A lot of good food, a lot of great fellowship, and a lot of great fun. And it is absolutely free.
Free of charge. 60 vendors, he said. 60.
60.
60 vendors.
In Cheneyville.
Absolutely. There's going to be something that you can partake in.
Absolutely. And hopefully there's going to be something that we can all eat.
Absolutely. Good, crisp, wholesome fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wholesome. And there's no party like a Cheneyville party.
There's no party like a Cheneyville party. And you know what? I believe that the weather is going to be absolutely incredible. Y'all, we can't wait to see you at the race. We're going to be there early. We can't wait to meet each and every one of you. And then we're moving down to Cheneyville for the 200th annual bicentennial.
Oh, man, let's do this right here. The McDonald's on Pineville is completely pinked out this morning.
I love
Go
it!
Go ahead, McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville under the leadership of owner-operator.
They are pinked out on Jackson Street. Roll.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely. Alexandria is peaked out. I love it.
That's all right right there, man. Go ahead on Glenda Stock. She knows how to do it.
Glenda knows.
Proud underwriting sponsor of On Point Talk with Carlette Chris.
Absolutely. And you know what? It is absolutely, it warms my heart every time we hear another story, DC.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you right now, the city is just bursting open with pink. You know, if you've not left for work yet, you know, put something on pink. Show your solidarity. Show, you know, let folks know that you're about the cause, that you care,
mm-hmm.
that you would like to see a cure found for breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
that you care about the women who are going down as a result of a sickness that they can't control. You know, be the change.
Mm-hmm.
Be the change. Be the change that you would like to see in this fight.
And we're not going to, you know what, DC, we're not going to stop asking people
no.
to get involved. You know, we're not going to stop asking churches to get involved.
Get involved.
And community leaders and community organizations.
Get involved.
I mean, y'all, this is our community.
Get involved.
Yeah. We need your supply.
Get involved.
It's like a puzzle.
Get involved.
Yeah, get in where you fit in.
Be the change that you would like to see in this fight against breast cancer.
Hey, DC, how excited are you about the race tomorrow?
I'm totally excited. I might break out running.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm 30 pounds lighter and I feel good and I'm strong. I might just take off running.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I might do it.
I know. I love it.
I'm going to have to go back and pay my additional $5, though, if I try to compete. Oh, you won, but you didn't pay your
$5. Is that how good you feel? You just want to
That's how
run?
Good I'm feeling.
I love it.
I feel like Superman.
I love it. Hey, don't forget.
Hell no.
Hell no. Don't forget about Cheneyville. It's going to be a super wonderful weekend. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
The network with the heart. Any other network is just bite. I said it.
I love it. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, we invite
Stop that biting.
Every day to be the change that you want to see. Be the change. Change starts with you, and it starts with us. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And we look forward to seeing you at the race early Saturday morning. And then from the race, we look to see you at the Cheneyville Bicentennial, 200 years. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget where change happens. It happens with each and every one of us. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us. We'll see you this weekend.
See you later.
Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to